What difference then does Christmas make? Well, one of our TV companies think they know the answer. They're telling us that Christmas is for football. I can't imagine that would be universally agreed with in the room this morning. Although we all know that the Christmas programme is very important in terms of sorting out what's going on in the various leagues. But we can do better than that, can't we? Have a look down to your reading, verses 22 and 23, the passage from Matthew on your sheets. Christmas makes a difference because God keeps the promise he's made to his world. Christmas makes the difference because God keeps his promise he's made to the world. Verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That promise then is a promise that he will be with us. Wouldn't that be great? Not just some imaginary friend to talk to. Not just someone to go to when things are a bit difficult. Not someone to give us a bit of cover when things have gone a bit wrong. But somebody really there. Somebody alongside us. Somebody with us. Somebody maybe a bit like him. Imagine if you had that magic lamp and you could just sort of rub it when you needed to. Someone to call on when you were getting a bit of sort of stick from friends in the classroom or in the playground. Someone to make things better for me. Someone to make things happier for me. Something to make my life a bit easier. Wouldn't that be great? To have somebody like that on hand? Now, children, I need you to help me at this point. Rock solid, because they're good at this sort of thing. I'm going to throw 10 bits of paper balls off the balcony. And I need you to go and collect those paper balls and bring them up to me here, okay? So please, rock solid, off you go. Children, go and collect 10 paper balls. Please pick them up. That's it. As you come up, unfurl them, unpick them. Unpick them. How many have we got? Okay, now, unpick it, let's have a look, undo it. If you've got a number or a letter on the back, what do you got? Okay, I want numbers over this side, please, and I want letters over that side. Okay, so numbers over this side, what have you got, number or a letter?
I don't know.
You've got a letter, you're over that side. Okay, that's it, what have you got? Five, okay, you go over there, what number are you?
Four.
You go next to him. Who's got number three? You've got number three. Well done. You can go there. You're over there. E's over there. Can you sort those out of order that side? What have you got?
I have two.
That's right. You've got... never mind. what's that? That's number one. Yes, you can stand next to me. So we've got number two. We need number two here. We're missing picture two, I think. No, those are just notice sheets. They're nothing. How many have you got? One, two, three. We've got some balls missing. Any balls spare? We're quite a few balls short at this point. Have we got? Okay. All right. We will proceed. Never mind. You've got one. Well done. You have got one after all. Brilliant. Let's have a look. What number have you got there? You've got B. So you go and stand next to A. Who's got A? Have we got A yet?
No one's got A.
No. Okay. We'll do B then. That's right. Hold B up then. That's fine. Okay. Now let's think of what's coming up. Let's think about all the pressures and stresses and strains of Christmas itself. Wouldn't it be great if your genie could bring some help to you? Would that be a good thing? Would you like that? He might bring you Kirsty. Who's got? Have we got a picture of Kirsty? No, turn the pictures outside. No, we don't want the number. That's it. Well done. Here's Kirsty. And as Channel 4 tell us, she will give you a perfect Christmas. The genie will help you to sort out all those problems with who's going to watch what on the TV and keeping up your famous Christmas specials. Anyone know who that is? She's missing. She's gone missing somewhere in the auditorium. Anyone know who that is? She is an unpronounceable queen of the Amazons. So she'll help you with presents, and she'll help you get them on time, won't she? She's terrifically useful at this time of year. Just what you're all waiting for. Very important. But of course, then there's the food. Who's got Mary and Jamie? We've got Mary and Jamie. Hold Mary up nice and high. That's really good. Well done. We need Mary to sort the cake and the pudding out. We need Jamie to sort the roast potatoes out. That's what we need. We need these people to help us, don't we? But sometimes it all just gets a bit too much. Sometimes we feel sad. Sometimes we feel left out, even at Christmas. And then if our genie could just bring Moz alongside us, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Someone just to listen, someone to be there just for us. Wouldn't it be great if that could happen in these next couple of weeks to get us safe and sound to Christmas? But what about after Christmas? What sort of a challenge is our genie going to deal with after Christmas? Well, there's this challenge, isn't there? Have you got that date written into your diary? Because it's coming. These things don't just pay for themselves, do they? And you see, all that food we enjoyed, what does that mean in January? What are we looking to Genie for? We're looking to Genie for a diet and exercise plan, aren't we? We're looking to Genie to help us through dry January, because that's what we're going to need. And then, of course, there's the family. Some things don't change, do they? Some problems just continue. And while we do manage to hold it together briefly over Christmas, it's not long before it's a bit more like this. As a friend of mine from Essex Days says, family are like fish. They go off in 2 days. But then, of course, school will be there. College will be there. I used to have mocks just after Christmas, which seemed very unfair, because you were worrying about mocks and exams over Christmas itself. That didn't work, did it? What's that all about? That teacher you don't get on with, the people who sort of exclude you in the classroom, that's all still there, isn't it? And then there's all the problems and pressures at work. That boss who doesn't appreciate you, gave you a really bad review. And maybe, like this guy, you've just lost your job. Maybe like him, you're on the way out. You see, all those hopes for a perfect Christmas, all those hopes for a happier life, all those hopes that Genie could deliver, just end up in disappointment. Because this Genie, this God with us, is simply not up to the task. He can't deliver the good times, and he can't be there for us in the tough times. We don't need a God like that, a genie like that. What we need is the God who was promised to us, Jesus, who is God with us. What difference does Christmas make? Well, we seem to be saying that Christmas makes all the difference because it was when God delivered on a promise. A promise that he would send one who would be with us and that he would send one to be a rescuer. This is one and the same. The God who is with us is also the rescuer. You can't have one without the other. And if you want God with you, this is the God who can be with you, the rescuer. Have a look at verse 21 on your sheets. Go back to your orders of service. It's just there. Verse 21. The angel is reassuring Joseph about all that's gone on. And he says in verse 21, Mary will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Why did Jesus come? He came to be our rescuer. And so the difference that Christmas makes is that we know there is one who will help us There is one who can rescue us from all that me-firstness that I'm always tempted to do, who can rescue me from the consequences of upsetting other people and not doing what God wants me to do, but just doing what I want to do, who can rescue me from all the consequences of that, both now and later, but who can also rescue me from the mistake of serving things in the here and now, the things which I think are going to make life better. You see, if only I had that job, the dream job, then that would make life better, wouldn't it? Surely I would be happier if there was enough money. Imagine what I could do with that increase in pocket money. It'd be terrific. And yes, if only I could go to the right school. I'm fed up with the one I'm at the moment. And I know my children's future depends on their education. And that perfect Tunbridge Wells home and life which we all aspire to. The shutters and the cafetiere, it's just what we need, isn't it? But I really want to be popular. I want to be liked. I want to be retweeted. That's what matters, isn't it? I want to be a Zoella. I want to be one of those who people follow. But maybe above all, I want relationships. I'm desperate for a new colleague. I'm desperate for a new friend. I'm desperate for a husband, a wife, a child. That will make my life complete. That's what I need. But none of those things can meet those needs. None of those things can meet those needs now, let alone for eternity. And that's why Jesus came into the world to be our rescuer, to rescue us from wanting and serving those things. And instead of that, replacing them with himself so that we could know him and be friends with him. And in order to do that, he had to die. He had to die so that you and I could be forgiven. So that that slate could be wiped clean. So that those consequences of my selfishness could be dealt with. Forgiven for thinking I deserve the credit for all the stuff that I've got. Forgiven for chasing after all those things. Forgiven for thinking those things are more important than God himself. Yes, Jesus alone makes sense of life. He makes sense of the world around. And because he came as rescuer, we can know him as our friend, our brother, and our Lord. Now that can start today. And it'll last not just to the end of your earthly life, it'll last forever. So what must I do? Well, what I must do is to turn my back on all those other things. I must stop thinking about them as the most important stuff. I must stop thinking those are the things I live for. I must stop thinking that's what I need to make my life happy and the best that it can be. I must turn my back on those things. I must close the door on them and say no. I'm not going to do that any more. I'm going to turn to Jesus. I'm going to listen to Jesus and I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm going to do what Jesus says. Because Jesus is God with us. Jesus is the rescuer God promised, the one, the only one who could save us from our sins. He's the one who makes all the difference. Not just for today, but in eternity as well. For as long as we can think of, and a bit more too. So remember, the Christmas difference is Jesus. God with us and rescuer. God keeps his promise and makes it possible for us to know him, to love him and serve him. He sent Jesus to be God with us, to be our rescuer.